Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
This is episode 31 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
Yes.
No, I love you more.
Yes, that's no comma. I love you in parentheses more.
Yes, we're going to get into what this episode is about. But before we get into the episode, we wanted to share some listener feedback from last week.
Yeah, we got this on the 13th, so a few days ago. We got it through a contact form from our website, which means this person went to the website and sent in a response, like, just to the podcast, which is really nice. That means y'all are going to the website.
It is, and we appreciate it.
Her name is Kashina. And
did she mind that?
I didn't say the last name.
Oh,
are there
okay,
a million Kashinas?
It might be a couple of them. I don't know. And Kashina, give us, like, a like on Instagram or something if you West Indian.
She is.
I have a theory.
I think she sent us a message on Instagram. I think she's... Her husband's Guyanese or her dad?
Maybe I'm getting this mixed up. There has to be a connection there.
No, yeah, because that's a Guyanese.
Yeah, you West Indian as well. All right, great.
Kristen, yeah. Hold up. I'm really going to find that message.
So while Randy finds that, again, just...
No, I have the message. Maybe I'm getting
the listening, we really appreciate the feedback.
Yes. I'm thinking about another follower.
It's always very timely, too.
Yes.
When we get like some nice words of encouragement.
Yeah, it was nice. So she said, I was looking for podcasts to listen to about marriage while I am at work and ran across your podcast. I just finished episode 2 and I absolutely love your podcast. Thank you for sharing your world with me.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
I like it when people just randomly discover us by mistake when they're looking for something else.
Right. And if you made it past episode 2, you're a real trooper because
you
that
are.
Was our longest episode, I think, to date.
Yeah, we got to get some more 2-hour episodes in.
No, that was... Have you even gone back and listened to
no,
that?
No, you know I haven't.
I don't think I have either.
I don't mess with old work. That's my old work.
I mean, I do mess with it, but that episode always makes me so mad. Not the episode, but the topic.
Which one was that?
Bad ex.
Oh.
The non-negotiables.
Good times.
So
what was her name again? Kashina?
Yes.
Thank
Actually,
you very
I'm
much.
Getting two listeners mixed up. We had another listener message us on Instagram. She saw our flag, your flag on the background.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband's Guyanese.
That's what's
up. So she was like, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
So shout out to you for messaging us. All right. We also would like to give a special shout out to everyone who listened to last week's episode. Tell me more.
Because, is this a drum roll if
no.
I tap the mic?
Oh, I don't think it.
It doesn't come
I'm
off the
I'm going to learn how to put drums in.
I know how to. Can I get us a soundboard? Because I would like to.
I think it comes with the system we use.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, we got Best of Podcasts on our podcast. Usually it's episodes 1 and 2. Y'all Woo! Love episodes 1 and 2. That has over almost 1,000 downloads, both those episodes. But this last episode was downloaded so often that iTunes switched it up. And our Tell Me More episode 30 was Best of Podcasts for 3 days.
That's what's up.
On our, like,
it doesn't matter. It was best. That's all they heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had best.
On ours. So thank you. That has since changed back to episode 1 and 2. But we really appreciate y'all listening and loving the episode. All right.
All right. Let's get into it.
We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hey,
and we're back.
We are your hosts. My name is Mikey.
I'm Randy.
And again, this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, episode 31. Yes. No, I love you more. Are you saying yes, you love me more?
No, I'm saying yes.
Because we know I love you more than you love me. Which is the point of this episode. today, we're just going to talk about some of like the common squabbles between men and women when it comes to relationships or communication in general. And we're really going to touch on like some divisive topics. Divisive topics.
I don't know if I like that. I don't think we did a good job of.
I think when we get into the conversation, it'll make sense.
In our production meeting, we were trying to figure out how we were going to explain why we were doing this episode and what it was about, but we were struggling.
We know what we want it to sound like, so you're just going to hear that.
So the backstory. Well, before we get into that,
We don't do backstory.
Sorry.
Before we get into any of that,
it's your lead. I'm sorry.
We're gonna do a love story by my wife this week, and we're gonna end it off as always with some. Much appreciated PDA, because I need some today.
Yeah.
And a fight or flight brought to you by the greatness that is me.
Yeah.
So, what you got for us, baby? What's your love story?
All right. So, maybe I have two. Is that too much? They're really short.
You want to share two love stories?
I mean, I can share it. I just feel like I like first. Both the I'm themes. I'm okay with that. So, I found this on Atlanta Black Star. I feel like I've done something from here before.
I've never heard that website. I would have made fun of it, but go ahead.
It's very old. I mean, the articles are old, but the site is up and running.
Okay. Atlanta Black Star.
And it was in the article was 6 very warm and inspiring Black love stories. And so I wanted to do 2 because 2 of these stories really stood out to me as what we're going to talk about, like the theme of today.
Okay.
And so, 1 second. I gotta go back 1 more page. All right. So this first couple, Arthur and Ruby Lawrence. Have you heard of these couples?
Couple? I know Arthur.
Not the show, babe.
From when I was a child, but that's it.
So at the ages of 16 and 18, Arthur and Ruby Lawrence got married on the back porch of a farmhouse in Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Okay.
After a brief celebration of fried fish and lemonade... Like Black people, you know, we love it. They began their lives as a family, going on to have 9 children. Bless your heart,
Jesus
Ruby.
Jesus Christ.
Bless you. Bless you and your uterus.
9 children?
Yes.
Okay.
It must have been the dick.
Because,
hey, no way. The Lawrences moved up north for better employment opportunities and have lived in the same home in Rhode Island since 1945. They became a power couple, embarking on great endeavors in their time, from starting a church to establishing a scholarship fund that has recently honored 6 students with scholarships from major universities. So this was written in like 2013. They were also named, President Obama and First Lady Michelle when they were president and First Lady.
They still are. Continue.
Right. Sent a letter of recognition to commemorate the Lawrence's 70th anniversary. And the Lawrence's best advice to a Black couple is, you have to always forgive. You don't forget, but you have to forgive. You never forget nothing. I don't care what it is. You will always think about it forever. But you have to forgive or you won't be forgiven.
That was the Lawrence's as a couple?
Yeah.
Advice? Or was it like the wife?
Why do you think it's gonna be the wife? I really want to know why you would think that's got to
because
be the wife.
Because it's forgive but not forget. I can forget.
Mike, he's not saying not forget.
It's a joke.
They're saying.
I hear what they're saying.
Well, it did not break down who said it. It just said the Lawrences.
Uh-huh.
After 70 years, they probably did say the same thing.
Maybe.
The second couple.
Wait, no, I like that first one. That was nice. 70 years?
Yeah.
They were married 70 years.
Yes. I know.
We could do 70. We could do 70.
Could we?
I think you'd kill me after 72, but I think we could make it to 70. How old would we be by then?
Old.
90s.
Will we?
Yeah. I'd like to be 90-something with you.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, I'd like to go at a nice, crisp 91. You know, year I was born.
I was thinking 93.
Yeah, that number sucks.
Does it?
I'm not a fan of it. All right, go ahead. Second part.
Ralph and Tilly Lee Pullen.
That's their real name?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Like, these are old Black couples.
They gotta be. You're naming your baby.
After 75 years of marriage.
Okay.
They got a lot of unexpected attention for being one of the longest living married couples right here in Georgia.
That's what's up.
Yeah. The McDonald couple tied the knot in 1938 after 2 years of dating. Mr. Pullen said that it was a strong attraction at first sight. She had to sit on part of my knee, and that got my attention. That made me think of the first time we started talking as brother and sister. Remember I had to sit on your lap?
You did sit on my lap out here being a hoe.
Go ahead. My mom had some words about that, too, when she
she heard the episode. She was addressing you being a hoe?
No, she was mad. She said, like, where was the teachers?
What were not the around. Teachers? They was being hoes. I don't know.
Go ahead. Though their courtship has had its challenges, for 2 years, the pair had to keep their relationship a secret from Tilly Lee's mother. So instead of telling her that Ralph was married or was dating her, he had to act like he was dating her older sister.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, nevertheless, their union is still going strong today. Their union has produced 8 children, 6 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild, and another on the way. Now their long-lasting devotion has been recognized in a proclamation from their mayor and a congratulatory letter from President Obama. So he also said something to them.
Hmm.
When asked about the secret of their successful marriage, a tearful Mr. Pullen said they would not have gotten to this point without the grace of God. Our marriage was like the ocean, he said. I'm not trying to say big words, but you know how the ocean waves go up and down? At the bottom, God was there. And every time we hit bottom, God pushed us back up.
I like that.
Isn't that nice?
So if you married longer than 70 years, you get a shout out from the Obamas.
when they were.
Is that the requirement for getting an Obama shout out?
Yes. But by the time we've been married for 70 years, I don't think they'll be here, Mike.
They're going to live forever. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What if Michelle and Barack secretly listen to this
podcast? I doubt it.
What if they're so bored that they... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's it. So I just wanted to share those 2 love stories, mainly because I really like the old age aspect of it. They're black couples.
Mm-hmm.
They've been married for a long time. And we're talking about some divisive topics we've had to battle within our own relationship / things that still come up.
And how they mirror to what's going on in the world right now.
Right.
Well, first of all, I love that you picked stories that had the theme of like long-lasting marriages. We're all about representation. And yeah. I think that for our listeners, and I'm just assuming that y'all are looking for representation in things. And that's partially why y'all listen to us in this foolishness. But I don't know. It's nice knowing that there are people out there who are doing this shit.
Yeah.
And can make it through it. And this isn't just for the married people listening, but the people in relationships, the people looking, single people. Like, there's something. There's something, I believe, for everyone. And maybe I won't see 75 years with you because we got 10 years where we were not married.
Right.
Just working through shit. But I don't know. It's something to strive towards.
Yeah.
That big number.
And it seems healthy. They seem like, I don't know, to like each other.
It looks the way when you like interview. Really about your partner.
Yeah.
Like, it looks the way to people. Like, they can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really liked those 2. And I will share the pictures of Mikey, whoever has Instagram that day. 9 out of 10, it might be me.
8 times out of 10. Don't be disrespectful.
I make sure we get those pictures up so y'all can see these black couples. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it.
Okay.
So, a little bit of backstory, and I want you to help me out with here. So, please interject at any point if you wanted to, like, add something onto it.
Okay. But
back in the day, Randy and I used to say, well, more me than right. Randy. Randy used to say, like, I love you, and I'd be like, I love you more. And it was a harmless thing.
To him.
But, no, just the intention behind it was harmless. However, yeah. We've learned that words have meaning. And you should be, you know, mindful of the things that you're saying. And I love you more implies that there's like some inequity. That's where inequality there.
Yeah. Like
unbalance.
I didn't like that. It felt like, I don't like it being quantified.
Yeah. It's like, how can it's you a comparison.
Prove it? It's different with kids. Kids, you can say that, you know?
Again. And this is why, like, it was harmless at first, but you gotta start to examine the words you use when you've been with somebody or you're going to be with somebody for a long period of time.
And y'all know I'm a big word person.
And yes, she really was. Which is why I'm very big on watching what the fuck I say.
I just want you to mean what you say. Say what
and
you
I do.
Mean. That's it. And then you check me. If
now, yeah, now I need you to say what you mean and mean what you say. Shit. Right, anyway, Randy didn't like quantifying it because, you know, it's hard to prove.
Right.
For one. Like, this is not like a scoreboard that right. we keep. Though, if we did.
What, Mike?
I'd be losing. But my tally marks would be bigger than yours.
Why would you be losing?
Because you did a lot of shit early. Mm. Like, I'm working hard on the back end.
Okay. What are you saying?
But, like, you did a lot of shit as far as, like, just being kind and loving me properly to start.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a good save.
I know. Watch your words really out there, people. Then. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Anyway. No, don't ever let me say yes like that again. She didn't believe that one loved the other more. Randy felt like it ties into what people go through in relationship dynamics. For example, men should be more into women. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, that's just something I've heard. That's I think a lot of women.
Is that an
I
old
know,
Southern saying?
I don't think it's Southern.
Is that one I of mean, those things well, like men, like women should never buy men?
Well, no,
shoes,
I think or? It was more like naturally women. The thought is naturally women will always give 1,000. That's just
yeah.
We're inherent nurturers, inherent lovers. And so when you find a man that loves you more, then you should keep him. You know, yeah. Marry him. That's the one you marry because he's like it. Like it's almost a balance. Because other, if not, then you'll just always be doing more.
And so, because I loved you more, that's when you decided that this is what you wanted to
do. You think
do.
That?
No, now I think there's equality. Again, it's balanced. Yes, because
a lot of my family members think you love me more.
Oh, well, you know, that's for them to say.
I think that's just because
that's how they feel.
I'm not about to sit here and let you irritate me without telling you. While other people will be
really?
Like...
Really? You think that's the... No, okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Mike, it has to just be the irritation part.
So we wanted to touch on some things we're unlearning as woman and as a man.
Yes.
Some divisive topics that... we have heard throughout our relationship, not about us, but in general, that have impacted us in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Give y'all some examples. It's kind of teetering on the unlearning about marriage episode.
But not really. This is
but
different.
It's not the same.
All right. So, first topic. Who does the most work in a relationship? Men or women?
What do you think? Are you asking me?
Naturally, yeah. Ladies first, because I want you to always feel hurt.
About
our
relationship?
I believe women should be hurt. Let's say relationships.
Are we talking about things that
in general.
We, but are we also bringing up things in our relationship?
Yeah, we could bring up things in this relationship.
Okay.
That's the point.
Okay.
Who does the most work in the relationship, men or women?
I used to think it was me.
Okay.
Who did the most work. I always felt like I had to do like the most emotional work.
Okay.
You were always like, let's put it on the shelf. Let's
pause
come back
real
to
quick
it.
For any of the men who are listening to make that connection. Emotional labor is difficult. Continue.
Yeah,
I recognize
yeah.
emotional labor is a thing.
Yeah,
I get
I always
it.
Felt like I was the one that was willing to multitask and come up with these ideas to like get us to talk to each other and to do stuff.
Okay,
and you were more into I don't know.
I was to when we were younger. I was really big on like showing of love and like the physical side of it. Not necessarily the planning and the let's go in depth about our traumas. And like, you know, like I was just trying to get close to you, you know, like build that type of bond. Like, I want to like what you like. I want to know what you're into, things of that nature. I want to like take you places and experience things with you so I can see how you react to things. And I, you know a little bit more about you through action, not necessarily through talking. That was
yeah.
a lot of when we were younger.
I'm trying to figure out why you believe emotional labor is talking. Or like, is that how I portrayed itself?
No, well, in my case, you only talk to somebody you got feelings for.
Oh,
So that's why I was like, oh, so we putting emotions in the mix if we having conversations about like life and stuff. Like when you meet somebody and you just like trying to smash real quick and like move on, like there's no talking, which means there's no emotional labor, which means there's no work on that end.
Oh, I don't
like you gotta put in the physical
experience.
Groundwork. You gotta put in the work behind, you know, courting and like laying whatever game necessary to get to your goal. But that's about it. Like, I ain't got to like get to know you really to know what you like when we make it. Like, I just need to know enough to please you. And that's it. Or to please myself if
right.
I don't care about pleasing you. Because
you used to then.
Who?
You.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
At all?
No.
Dude.
No, my mindset was always wrapped around you specifically. It was about actually pleasing you. That wasn't the case. Sometimes I just be trying to like be done. I was like, all right, let me just get mine and be done.
Well,
then I realized, not realized. I always knew. I took it seriously, right? But some people, I care about what you think. I need you to know that this is who I am consistently, which is why you now receive consistently great loving.
Well, I think that generally the consensus is that, I mean, I guess it depends on the type of relationship you have, but women tend to do the most work in relationships.
What do you think is the general consensus around it? Do you think men do the most work or women do the most work in relationships?
I think if it's healthy, then everybody does their strengths at its peak. Like there are there are some things you are just better at in our relationship than I am. I think you are naturally
and there are some things that
considerate. You remember to fix my plate, and while I'll be eating, be like, oh shit. Are you hungry too? Like, should I have called you before I stopped?
That's always been flipped. It's been weird because growing up, that's not a normal occurrence. You know, usually the girl fixed the dude plate. That's the consensus
that
around
used to
the world.
Piss me off so badly because I saw it done so abusively in my family that I was just like, ain't no motherfucking way. When I get with somebody,
but like, see, you may like, feel like so
and
so, they don't deserve to get their plate fixed.
And I'm like, you grown ass motherfucking man, get your plate. But
that's not the point.
I know.
I think I deserve a plate fixed.
No, you do. You do. But I'm just saying that type of stuff.
Brandy's face is priceless right now.
That type of stuff comes naturally to you. Well, I think there are some. What do you think comes naturally to me that you don't do as well?
I think self care comes more naturally to you than.
That's deep.
Than anything, which has always been.
They used to bother you.
Only because I don't know how to take care of myself, or I didn't. I'd be like, because I just didn't understand it from your perspective. Like, I'm really big on like looking out for and thinking about others, or at least trying to extend myself to do that. Like being very selfless in an unhealthy way. Like I'll neglect the hell out of myself if it means that everybody around me is straight.
Right. I am not that way.
No.
I can't. I can't.
I get it. I know.
I didn't know you liked that about me because sometimes I always felt like it bothers you.
It used to bother me in a sense is like, yo, she really, like, what good am I to her if she don't want nothing from me?
What do you mean?
And it made me wonder why you was with me. You don't want nothing from me. Nothing. You ain't want things.
That is a
you
good
ain't
topic
want.
When it comes to men. Why y'all got to be needed to feel like.
Again, well, is this part of one of the.
We need to add it.
All right. Well, when it comes to. Again, this is just my upbringing. I'm not speaking for everybody, but from a lot of what I've seen, it was like the man is supposed to be the provider, right? You bring in, you have to be able to provide something to your relationship or you're not worth nothing. Mm. Like you have to bring something to the table. And it should be that way both ways. Like the woman can't just be doing nothing, but like as the man, you definitely, because of how people already see you, if you're not doing anything, then you're nothing.
Well, that's what used to bother me about us. And I guess it's what like this topic... Not in terms of who does the most work, but I always felt like you were more into damsels or more into me when I was traumatized.
Oh, yeah. I used to love to save a hoe.
And to, and to fix things. But when I didn't need so much more fixing and I started getting my own shit together, it was kind
of
like,
oh,
you got this new girlfriend.
And the fact that I'm like a man of action.
You got this new person that needs like your counsel. And like, but like, why? Why I got to be broken to get your attention?
You don't.
That's how I used to feel.
Oh,
these are
nah.
One of the divisive things that I feel like has come up in our relationship.
And
that
honestly,
is a topic amongst couples because it's like men need to feel needed to be in a relationship. Like that's how y'all determine your masculinity. It seems like
I don't think it doesn't always go as deep as like that determines my masculinity. That's not what determines my masculinity.
Or impacts it.
It does impact it. Yeah, it's a part of it. Because again, like the point of being in a relationship is it's supposed to be. What's the word? Venom, right? Venom needs to attach to the human being to, like, live, right?
Come on, DC character.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I mean, Marvel
dude,
character.
Yeah, the dude benefits from it because he has, like, strength and a whole bunch of other stuff now, right? Like, it's symbiotic. Like, it's a relationship, right? You're supposed to be getting something from the other or else y'all can just go be apart, you know? But they can't. They need each other to, you know, come to a common goal. I think... That's always been my mindset around relationships. Like if we're together, we're supposed to be doing something together or working together to achieve something, which means there has to be some work on the part of you and work on the part of me. And we're supposed to be like getting it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't need me for shit, I'm not the one for you. And I should probably go be with somebody else who like I get something from and I give something to. When I start feeling like I'm not giving you anything. When it comes to like I have a certain set of skills, right? If you don't need my set of skills, but you do need something, but I'm not providing the thing you need, my mindset behind it when we were younger was, oh, well, and shit, she'll need me. It wasn't necessarily, oh, well, I should probably tailor to those things that she's missing and develop those skills. We ain't got time for that.
So what are you tailored to now, my love?
Whatever. Whatever the
Mikey,
fuck you
I'm
need.
Trying to
I'm
ask.
Hey, whatever you need, babe, I'm there. What do you think it is that I give to you?
What do you give to me?
Yeah.
I think you, I mean, I feel like it's so broad. I feel like you really give me balance. I don't think I would be who I am if you weren't with me. If I wasn't like, you weren't in my life. Like, I would be very, I told you, I think in boxes, which in some ways help us a lot, you know?
Yes, because I need someone who thinks in boxes when I'm out here thinking in abstract.
But thinking in boxes isn't
shapes.
Fun, you know, all the
it's
time.
It's not fun. No. It's
there's
not.
Like, there's some limitations and.
You can't think outside of the box.
At all. Because I love boxes. I love squares.
And I spend so much time outside of the box that I'd be like, hey, you know, you should reel it into this box.
Right. You know? So I feel like you really I don't know. It's making me unexpectedly emotional. I'm sick of being pregnant. I'm sick.
Reel it in. All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I can completely understand because I feel the same.
So the consensus is.
The consensus is this symbiotic? Relationship is symbiotic. Like,
right.
We who, both need the thing from the other.
But in terms of our first thing, who does the most work in relationships?
I think it's a false narrative being portrayed that women do the most work when it comes to relationships. Like, if the man is invested, if it's actually a relationship and it's something healthy, niggas can go just as hard as a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's like a one-way relationship, like you feeling for a dude and you can obviously tell there are signs that he really not that into you and this relationship ain't going nowhere, but you still like feeding into it. Like, I don't think that means that men don't do the work. I think that relationship ain't healthy. That's just me.
Yeah, I agree. I think those lines are clearly seen if it's imbalance in a relationship. All right.
So the consensus on that, men or women?
If it's unhealthy, it could be either one.
Yeah.
It's our consensus.
Topic number two, baby. This is funny. So this was a hashtag going around that Randy apparently has never heard of for the last six months.
Some things I can't. Like I told you that. Some things I cannot take in because, as you know, I get really passionate about it. Like your mom the other day was like, what are y'all talking about that y'all are so passionate about that has nothing to do with your relationship?
So me and Randy, like everybody knows, we talk.
Yes.
We actively talk about a lot of different things. And sometimes it could sound like we might be getting upset with each other. Because of our tones, like we, you know, we're passionate about things, but nah, we just be having spirited discussions, right? So I listen to the Joe Budden podcast, which I love, and I listen to the Breakfast Club whenever I can get a chance, whenever it's a really good interview or if it's somebody I'm interested in, or if it's like just a part of, I don't know, hip hop culture, pop culture, whatever in the news, and it's something that you should probably keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about just like what came up.
Cardi and Offset.
Cardi and Offset. And Randy was upset. Randy was upset.
I was upset because you weren't upset. It was bothering me.
I didn't say I wasn't upset. I wasn't giving you upset, which is why you got
upset.
Randy, after we had that conversation, I want to ask you one question. It was yes or no. Do you think that I think Offset was wrong based off our conversation?
Do I think that you think that Offset was wrong?
For what
I think
he
you
did.
Think he was wrong.
Okay. That's a takeaway from it. But I'm
but
over
that's
here.
Not what
whenever
you...
me and Randy have conversations, I'm over here talking about, I understand why he did it.
No.
Because that's where I go first. Randy got upset. She's like, no, you should just only talk. But I was like, nah. He was complete. All right. So if you are unaware of the situation, just
I hate,
in case.
Mind you, this is a really big. We don't ever do this, y'all.
We don't.
Because
but
we, for
I
this
thought
reason.
This was funny. So Offset is a rapper. He is part of the trio, the Migos, which is an Atlanta based rap group.
And, North Atlanta. Don't get it twisted.
Huh?
North Atlanta.
That's not real. Anyway. anybody who's not from Atlanta, like the North Side is not a thing, in case y'all was wondering. The North Side is Georgia Tech. Anyway.
Yes.
Offset was planning to have a threesome with two Instagram model young ladies who are under the age of 20, which would be cheating on his current wife, Cardi B, who is a rapper from New York. Is that a good...
Yes.
That's a good catch up. All right. Offset got caught trying to cheat. And his way of trying to make up for it was to walk on stage. Oh, mind you, I just saw the video today.
I can't watch it.
Yo, it was so cringy.
I can just read it. I can't watch it.
Offset walks onto the stage, right? And now first some people roll out some flowers or cake or whatever. And it says, take me back.
I cannot do this. I can't do this.
It says, Cardi, take me back or something like that. And then he walks out. Mind you, she was in the middle of a performance, I think. And she turns and she like, livid. She's pissed. She's like, get the fuck off the stage. Like, no, we're not doing this here. And he like, look, I'm sorry, bruh.
Mikey. Mikey.
So me and Randy are talking about this. And Randy is only talking about, like, she's focused solely on the fact that it was wrong for him to
hell.
Do that. At her place of work. She was equating it to a nigga showing up at your job trying to get you back. I agreed. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is.
In the middle of her
the
set.
Entire time, all I'm saying, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, I get why he did it. That's his wife. Mikey, he wanted her back. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying he wanted her back.
No, anyway, he don't. No, he don't.
He don't, but he got to apologize publicly, which he has now released a statement about, by the way.
I saw that dumb
If
shit.
Your mistakes are public, I should apologize in public, blah,
How
blah.
Old are these niggas? I know she's 25.
Oh, he's 26.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that should do it for you. It's but you know fair. The age doesn't necessarily equate to, like, maturity.
They have so much money. It's so unfair. It's not right.
Yo, what if Cardi B listens
it's
to
not right. All right.
It's not right, but it happens. So me and Randy were talking about that, and I brought up this hashtag, which is our topic.
Yes.
And the topic is Black Men Don't Cheat.
And I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I said, what do you mean, Black Men Don't Cheat?
So I brought up DJ Envy, who's one of the hosts of The Breakfast Club, and how at one point he cheated on his wife, and now he don't cheat no more. So he's a part of Black Men Don't Cheat.
Right? Oh, no.
Charlamagne Tha God cheated on his wife at one point. I think they weren't married.
Is there something
point.
In the water? What is wrong with y'all?
Black Men Don't Cheat. There's nothing wrong with us. Oh, that's the point. That's the point of the hashtag. We are setting a new, what's the word?
Lie? Lying trend?
No, we are establishing a new, what is the word I'm trying to find?
I don't know, because I don't agree with
it. A new way of living.
Oh.
This is the new standard. All right? Black Men Don't Cheat. We don't.
This got to be the most random ass episode. I don't understand.
Because we just talk it. Anyway, I agree with that hashtag.
Mikey.
I don't cheat no more.
Mikey!
What? I might have financially did some stuff before we got married and a whole bunch of other stuff. But you know, like, since I said I do, ain't nobody coming out with no text. There will be no popping up with babies. You won't find me trying to have a threesome with two 19-year-olds
named Dolph.
So how is
this a divisive topic that we
this
added?
This is a divisive topic because, okay, on a serious note, Black men cheat. Like, men cheat. It happens. And it's a terrible thing. I don't think you should get into a long-term relationship, especially something like marriage, if you do not have it within yourself to believe that you won't wrong this person in that way. Cheating is it's a different type of betrayal.
It's a betrayal.
It's a more intense lie than just saying, oh, you know, yeah, I threw out the trash or like, I don't know. It's something big. Mm-hmm. It's a betrayal that's very hard to come back from, and it won't be forgotten. It's not easily worked through. It creates a lot of strife for your relationship, which is why it's not something that I can like touch on. That's not something that I can enter. That's not an energy that I feel like I ever want to bring into our relationship. So we brought this hashtag up essentially just to talk about
the hashtag.
Cheating. Yeah, men cheating.
You know what's wrong?
Yes,
I have seen it in hashtag. I have seen it in people's posts, but I was like, well, this must be a joke. Like, I didn't understand it because
I believe the point of it was to like try to put like a different energy out there. Like, whenever people see a certain thing, they'd be like, okay, yeah, that's the life. That's something that I can get with. Like, maybe put in a hashtag.
But I've only ever seen it on posts about people actually cheating.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to. Is the point of them like putting that in there? It's a little satirical.
Oh,
yeah.
So how does it? I feel like it defeats its own purpose.
A little bit.
Because it's not on actual posts about not.
It's kind of trolly. But I will start putting Black Men Don't Cheat on some of my posts because.
Please
I don't.
Why? Please don't.
I want to bring that energy.
Ever
in.
Do that.
I want to bring non-cheating energy towards
Please
us.
Please don't.
No.
Ever. Let me see you with the hashtag. Right.
So to end this off, I think he was wrong for what he did. I don't think that they should get back together, honestly.
But I'm not gonna crucify her if she decides to.
I wouldn't either.
Because you know, shit happens. Beyonce get back with Jay-Z.
This was the point that I was making and you just kept getting mad at me.
No, he also didn't show up to her job. They worked that shit out. They did some non-negotiables.
He showed up at a concert.
It's evident.
Didn't she stare him down at a concert? Well, they was in the middle of a concert.
No, Mike, what are you talking about?
I don't remember.
They did some evident real life, real work.
They did.
I'm not excusing what he's done, but they did like
albums, which was like his public apology.
Yes.
So they just went what about I'm saying it wrong. Is, you think he's going about it wrong?
I think that it was very manipulative. First of all, from what I know slash read, this was she was the first black woman to headline this.
She's been doing a lot of firsts, yeah, all year.
This is her time.
This is her year
to shine.
It is.
And you decide today, not only just you, but you got the whole crew to help you. Everybody would have been fired. Why are you laughing?
Because this is where my mom was like, y'all talking real passionate.
Mike, it's so fucked up. She's at work. And this is why I think it's just, it adds to like the, I don't know, like why we can't ever have nothing. Like why people don't ask us to perform. Because y'all always bringing some ghetto shit. Y'all always doing some crazy shit.
So here's my thing that I kept bringing up. All of this is just a symptom of the bigger problem, which is cheating. And I am not in any kind of way victim blaming when I bring this up.
What are you doing?
This is my mindset. This is how I think about it. You have to really keep in mind who you have kids with. That was something that we were taught when we were really young.
Yeah.
Like, you may mess around with certain type of people. You may like certain people. You may be attracted to certain things. But who you have kids with is a lifetime thing. That's not something that you can, like, shed easily or quickly. So be mindful of who it is that you're having kids with. If any woman had kids with me before you, they made a terrible decision.
Oh, no.
They would have made a terrible decision because of how immature I was and how my mind was. And like, I would have been there, yeah, for my child, but like, not like that's not healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I think that children deserve a whole unit of people around them who love and support them. And ideally, it's both your parents being together. That's the ideal way. Or at least both your parents working together. I couldn't have seen me when I was younger doing that to where it don't damage my child a little bit before I finally got it together. Right. I can't speak to what she was thinking when she got with the dude and they got pregnant. Obviously, at that time, you're like happy. You're in a very great place. Her life has gone in a direction she never thought it would go. She's making more money than she ever thought she'd make. She's like just doing things completely different than where she was 5 years ago. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that still is my mindset. It's watch who you make kids with, because he ain't been the, I don't know, how do I word this in a PC way? What? He just don't seem like the type of nigga you want to have kids with.
I mean, people fuck up in terms of like who they get with. That is like, at one point it was fucked up for us to be together. And so I like empathize with like, okay, this is a mistake. This was a mistake. But people break up all the time. You don't get to just be like, hey, take me back, bruh.
I agree.
I'm at work.
And again, this is what I'm saying. Like, after you have done what you've done, some things you have to like repair privately.
Like, do that hard work privately. And don't even get me started on these trash ass celebrity men in these comments talking about this is what marriage is. How y'all think these
No, marriage. What they're saying is terribly worded. They're saying marriage is working through things, and because y'all are married, y'all should work through it, which is not bad advice. It just don't work for this situation.
They're saying what y'all think happened. All these niggas have cheated multiple times.
Yeah.
And have expected their women to take them back, slash have been taken back.
That's because all they know is the men who have cheated in their marriage and the state.
So you don't get to just fuck up because that's all you fucking know. We are grown. Everybody's educated. You know how to do better.
Everybody ain't educated.
Either way, Mike.
Everybody don't know
you
better.
Come from families where we shouldn't even be working, but we do because, yeah, what we see around us is unhealthy and
so
wrong,
we adapt
and tainted.
And adjust.
Right.
That's us.
That should be people.
It should be people. It can be.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not.
It's fucked up. And you don't get to berate somebody and be like, hey, I fucked up too. That's marriage. No, you don't get to purposely hurt people and then expect them
They're not saying that you do and you should. They're just saying it happens because it does.
It happened on purpose. This shit ain't a mistake. Cheating is not a mistake.
No,
that shit is
an
active choice. I'm trying to imagine myself cheating on you. You know how, first of all, you know my box head. So these ways that I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to actively. That isn't an active decision. This ain't no mistake. This ain't no, oh shit, babe, I forgot to put a chicken out.
What is it like?
Maybe I didn't feed the dog.
Okay.
This is like an active, I woke up and I decided to fuck with you and I put this chicken out. But it's better to ask for forgiveness. So when you come home pissed, because you know I remember.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm
going to
just be like, hey, I'm sorry. Let me buy you something. Let me like show chicken. Up to your job with some Popeyes. No. Mikey, next, I can't.
So I think it's safe to say that you don't like cheating.
I think it's so evil.
And I also think it's safe to say that black men don't cheat, because that is a narrative that is not put out there. And it is true.
It's
even
not
though
true.
It is false. It is true. There is
it's true
a
and
percentage.
False?
It's not the. There are.
I don't think that black
there
men
is
are
a
inherently
strong
cheats.
Minority.
I don't think that black men not. Are inherently cheats.
I
think that hashtag is a joke.
I think it's trying to show that there is other out there.
But they put it on all the posts about
because
actual cheating.
Social media is all about trolling, but there's truth to that.
Okay. I'm saying okay to you. I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
Fine.
Okay.
I wonder what people are thinking. Like,
I don't know. I'm going to make sure we write in the description this is the most random ass episode y'all have ever heard.
Because it is. All right. We just talking about shit. All right. Third point that we had. Who has it worse? Black men, black women.
I feel like I hate that we're doing this episode. This stuff just has my blood boiling.
That's the point. It's to get you to talk. And plus, I want people to hear the side of you. It's funny.
What side of me?
The side of you that just talks freely without thinking.
I like structure, Mike.
I know. This is structure. It's structured unstructured.
Who has it worse?
Who has it worse, babe? Who do you think?
I don't want to go first.
What do you mean?
Babe, I think it's your lead.
No, ladies first. It's my lead. Exactly. So I'm asking you, my wife, who's married to a black man. And is a black woman.
Yes.
Who has it worse? No judgment here, baby. This is our, it's a safe space.
Is it?
It is.
Is it Sway?
It is, depending on what you say.
Please stop.
I can't. Oh, you gotta stop laughing for you peeing yourself.
I know.
Who has it worse, baby?
Star wing, panty liners.
Women and men.
Okay, let me first say that on the list of divisive topics, I do think this is one. I think this is a topic.
Definitely.
That was created to fuck with us.
Because it does.
Because it does. However. Well, I think this ties into our second thing also. Our last point. So I'll just say it. Because I feel like it.
No. Let's just
well,
focus
I think
on.
It, I okay. don't want right. to. Well, yeah. just because I feel like. So the last point was what's more important. Racism or sexism. And so the point I was telling Mike in terms of we were talking about who has it worse. Or like the fact that we would put this on the list was black women experience sexism and racism. Sexism from black men and everybody else. Racism from...
Do you believe that black men don't experience sexism and racism?
I don't think that women can be sexist.
Okay.
I think that y'all
black
can...
men don't only deal with black women.
What?
We can experience sexism
from
white
who?
Women or black men.
No,
or
I don't
white
think
men.
Women... I don't think women, the same way I don't think that
you don't think women
people,
can be sexist?
I don't think, no, I think
oh, that's interesting.
I think we can internalize sexism and act on it and discriminate and do all that. I don't think, the same way black people can be prejudiced and internalize
black
racism.
Black people can
and,
be prejudiced, they can't be racist.
Right. So why do you think that black people can't be racist?
I don't think sexism is inherently, is only attributed to just one gender. I don't think only one gender could be sexist.
Oh. Well, look at what the podcast is. Because...
What's the definition of sexism?
You want me to look it up?
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm big on words. We're big on words.
Jeez,
it matters.
Mikey's
what,
one of those black
what
men.
Words mean. What I want to what a one of what black men.
What's the definition of sexism? Prejudice, stereotype.
No, I'm not. I only do that to add context to a conversation,
know,
not
babe.
To derail.
I'm not saying you. I don't feel deflected.
I'm saying when you say one of those, what you're implying is that
he
I'm
hates
not.
That term as well.
Because yeah, that's not me.
I'm sorry. Do you forgive
good.
Me?
Nah. What's sexism?
You honest, man. That's wrong with you.
Whatever.
Prejudice or discrimination
nigga.
Based on sex, discriminating, especially in parentheses, in italics, discrimination against women.
Okay.
Behavior, conditions, or attitudes that foster stereotypes or social roles based on sex.
So it can be and is defined as both, but it happens especially as in the definition against women.
That's what the thing says, yes.
Okay.
And while we're at it, I'm going to look up racism.
Okay.
A belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. A doctrine or political program based on the assumption of race and designed to execute its principles.
So that's saying, that's men thinking that men are better than women because we're just inherently better.
Misogyny,
or women
yes.
think that women are inherently better because they're women. Would be what that means. In terms of sex.
What is that other word that Kemp told us about? Misandry?
Misandry? I don't know. I don't think that relates to it right now.
Oh, okay. I just, it made me think about it because you brought that up. So who has it worse? Again, I think that this is a topic that's supposed to fuck with us.
That's the point.
And it does. This is like a...
So I'm going to go ahead and step up and speak first.
Okay.
I can go ahead and speak first. This is my actual opinion. This is not me dancing. I genuinely believe that we both have it shitty.
Sorry.
I really do. Now, I'm one that likes to put myself in other people's shoes because I want to understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There are some things that I will never have to experience, and thank God, because I'm not a black woman. There are some things that you'll never have to experience, and thank God, because you're not a black man.
Like what? I want to know for both of them, what you think. So, you won't have to experience, and black I won't have
women,
to experience.
Black women, what, and this won't just be exclusively for black women. We're talking about black women. Yes. All right. Rape. Rape is a thing that haunts you in a way that it will never haunt me.
You can be raped.
Because I can't, but I don't think about it like that. Mm. Like, we were, when we talked about it a while ago, like, you were telling me that the way it is on your mind is like, it's like how people gotta think about their day. Like, you plan out your day. Like, I have to do this, 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 and this today and come home. Right? That's my thinking. I gotta get some stuff done. I gotta come home. Your thinking is the exact same, but you're also trying to figure out how you can avoid being raped today. Or why you should be afraid of, like, the possibility of something happening to you. Like, there is a perpetual fear that you live in.
Yes.
Right? I don't think that way at all. At all.
Okay.
And I think that, for the most part, I'm just speaking for me, because I don't know what other men go through. But my mind is, in my mind, that's not a way I'm ever going to think, ever, unless I'm in prison. But... The constant threat of rape is not around me.
Yes.
Unless I am in a place where I have no control. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like walking around in the world as I am now. I have no control.
Right.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with myself. I feel like I can control what I can control. And I'm not thinking about what I don't. Y'all walk around thinking about all of the things that you can't, and it's always on your mind. Is that fair to say? That's what I'm saying. I will never have to do that. And I could not imagine constantly being in that state. Thinking about it right now as a man is giving me anxiety.
So what are some things that I won't have to go experience? Or that I don't?
I don't want to compare it to... This is not a comparison to...
I just want to know how you feel.
Fearing rape. With us, everything is more... Not with us. With me. It's more of a... It's more wrapped in, like, pride. Like, I don't want you to feel... the weight that I feel about what I have to do, how I have to perform, who I need to be at all times so that I'm not seen as nothing.
Well, I'm just saying, what do you think that I don't go through that?
It's not that I don't think that you don't go through it. Again, black women are still black. So y'all gotta, it's just, there are things that you do experience that are exclusively to black women. I do think that you do. I think that it's different in the sense that there are certain expectations that are placed on us as men because we are men, that is not placed on women because they're not men.
Like what?
So, I guess a loose way of saying that is, like, it is expected of you as a man growing up, how we grew up and raised, how we're raised, to be like, you need to know, you have to have some skills about you. You need to be able to provide, right? You have to be able to do certain things in order to be respected or seen as this type of person, in order to be respected as head of household, in order to be seen as what is a man, in order to be defined as a man. And if you don't touch on these things, regardless of the situation, regardless of your partner, if they doing anything of the sort, you are still seen as nothing if you are not doing these key things, right?
Okay. So my question is, do you think that there are some certain conversations that black girls/women are also having within themselves when it comes to that?
Yes. But I do not think it's the same things that are...
But it's still a conversation like that.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's not all y'all are. Like, it's from how I grew up, that's all you are. That is what defines you in general. With women, there are more than just that define. Like, it's not just about whether or not you can go make money. It's about, I don't know, what else you can do.
Well, I'm saying it's different. It's different measurements, but we're still thinking about the same thing, not assuming, not being too angry, not being too black and white space. It's the same way that y'all have to deal with it, not being too independent in personal romantic spaces, because men need to be needed and they need to be submitted to. And so, like, how do you love yourself and love your man? You know, that's, I feel like it's the exact same thing, but just different, like, variables. Am I making sense?
Is that that's what you're saying. Yeah.
So because I've been pussyfooting around the answer.
I've been listening. Go ahead.
I've always torn about this question. I honestly believe that black men are at the bottom of the totem pole. However, I feel like black men are very close to us in that sense. And you mentioned this a few days ago before you even brought up this topic. But I do agree with you when you said this all relates back to slavery. And yeah, slavery. I feel like on the one hand, our dynamic, our relational dynamic, our family dynamic was completely uprooted and scarred and like torn apart for profit for this country and other countries that have a history of slavery. And that has impacted our relationships. So you have black men who couldn't work, who couldn't vote, who couldn't do anything masculine or manly that they're seeing everybody else do who are men.
Yeah, because at that time it was equated with being a man, you had to be able to do these things that they literally weren't allowed to.
Right. They can't protect their women.
So they had to figure out another thing that
which
made them...
turns into aggression, which turns into hate, which turns into...
Like, before, like it's like you got to be the hardest now in order to be like considered a man, or you got to be the biggest.
So I empathize with that, but then you also have black women dealing with these feelings y'all are going through and being impacted by them.
Yeah,
and also feeling hopeless because we getting traded around and breeded and enslaved as well.
Yep, and we can't do nothing about it.
And so I think that it's broken. Period.
Yes.
Which is why this topic is so difficult to deal with.
Which is why my bottom line is we both have it shittily, but if I'm to be completely honest, we are laying at the bottom together. I'm just slightly on top of you.
Because you are a man.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, but it's still fucked up. To answer the question, I think women have it worse. That's just me.
I know.
I think women got it worse.
Yeah. But see, Mike, that's also...
I think we have it bad. I think men have it bad, and especially in ways that women don't. I just think women got it worse. Y'all deal with a lot of shit.
Which is why
even if you had to like quantify it, like it's you could say that the score is 99 to 100.
I agree. But I'm saying even that's difficult for me to say because
you care about black men.
I love black men,
and that's why you just want
love black men. But when I started to love myself,
so you even got
to
protect us, and like you trying to
defend, which is like every black woman's.
Not problem, but struggle
to bear.
Yeah,
that is a cross that we bear because I love you, but I'm trying to hold your ass accountable too.
And problem is, I don't think that that's not the consensus with black men. Like there are those black men who are aware. It's like, oh shit, I also got to protect my woman the same way she protects me. Like that has to be my mind.
Escape your everyday with out of this world action. From the gritty apocalypse of the Walking Dead universe to the cyberpunk realm of The Watch and the criminal underbelly of Gangs of London, AMC Plus is more than entertaining. It's epic. Feel all the chills and thrills with Shudder's Halfway to Halloween month. Experience Shudder's biggest month of horror featuring a new season of Creepshow and new movie premieres every week, all available ad-free and on demand. Start your free trial today at amcplus.com.
Offset one thinking about protecting his woman in that space, you know, like it, like my mind has been transformed over the years to think a little bit more I got more in tune with you as time has passed, so I can understand your thinking a little bit and I apply it in the same way so that I'm carrying myself in a way that you would respect and appreciate while still being a man in this space.
It's difficult for me to, also because I've had so much bad luck with trying to stand up for myself and advocate for myself to black men who I thought loved me, minus you, Mike.
No, I'm not talking about me. I just wanted to make a point to that.
But I'm just saying, like,
a lot of that is because those black men were raised how they were during those times. And they don't know how to uplift y'all the way that you wanted to be and needed to be brought up.
What I'm saying is I understand how foundation and childhood and conditioning impacts us. Mm-hmm. That's why we in therapy now. Like, we in therapy about kid shit. Like, shit that we ain't never...
I'm not.
Grow out of. Go to a few more sessions. I'm telling you. You're going to wake up and be like, you know, I've had this problem since I was 4.
We ain't even spoke about my dad.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I get how that plays a role. Like, that's like, But that's the foundation. That doesn't mean you can like, but once you know better, you do better.
Exactly. What I'm saying. I 100% agree with that. And I'm telling you, an adage to that is there are people who don't know and can't do better.
What I'm saying is Google is free.
True.
It's a verb. And there are also people who are around other people. They're not in a box, in a corner by themselves, where they're not interacting with anybody else or any other black women or people in general. It's just hard to hear.
I am saying to you right now, I disagree. And there are people who are in a box. I work with kids who literally live in a neighborhood that is a square block next to the penitentiary. And all they know is that space and school.
They also know you, though.
They do. So they have That's people who do like know better something. And I'm exposing it to them. But there are, for the 100 I work with, there's 1,000 that I haven't. And
right,
you know,
what
like
I'm saying is there's always somebody. And at the end of the day, I feel like listening and not listening is a choice. That's also what I'm saying.
I agree.
I'm saying everybody that I'm talking about, that you know that I'm talking about, has had a choice to be like, you know what? Let me pause and see what's really going on. But they've decided to make another decision. That's
the wise
what I'm saying.
Way
There's
for
always...
offset to approach that was like, hey, I just had a daughter. And again, you know, some people have to make that connection to like,
I don't understand why men have to humanize
some
their
people.
I don't understand it, that.
I'm not saying this exclusively just men. There are some women who got to humanize things too in order for them to not be what they consider like savage or whatever fuck, I don't know, what people be doing.
I don't know any.
A wise person would have said, hey, I don't want someone I love to experience this type of hurt. If I was ever caught doing this, someone would be hurt by this. This is how this action is destructive, so I won't do this thing. That was not the thought process. There was no thought process behind it. It was, how can I be satisfied real quick? And that was it. I don't even think there was a thought behind that about not getting caught. And you know my theory about cheating anyway.
People want to be caught.
I think people want to be caught.
Yo, there's this dude we know. I'm going to just say a little something about it. He cheated so... I can't even explain to you the lengths he went to.
Okay, so everybody understands the concept of 6 degrees of separation, right? Person A knows person B, but not directly. They had met each other through C, D, E, F, G, and it came back to them. You know, like, maybe I should have said A knows Z,
babe,
but then he's all in between, right? I believe if you really want to get away with cheating, you'll put some thought into making sure that there's a separation between your partner and the person that you're cheating with and ever getting caught, right? Like, that just makes logical sense to me. You, Randy, wouldn't cheat on me with your coworker that I'm friends with.
Or anybody in this state. Or New York.
Or up and down the East Coast, right? Does that seem like... Does that make sense to you? Wouldn't you go west?
Way off. I would go way out.
Dakota or some shit where I would like never find out about it? And can I ask you a question? Would you text the person? No. Would there be like a paper trail? People don't record voice conversations as much as they do text messages.
Either way, y'all.
I'm just like, what thought did you put behind it? I believe that if you want to get away with it, you'll get away with it.
And if you don't,
if
you
not,
don't.
You will do what he did.
Yes.
And I think most people who cheat want to get caught. Eventually, so that they can be called on it and so they won't cheat no more.
And I understand that you're using Cardi and Offset as this example frequently throughout this to give context.
Yes.
So I'm going to let it slide. Because you know I can't stand it.
You can't stand what?
Him!
I get
this
it.
This whole situation.
He was never my favorite Migo anyway.
I know. Who was it? Did you like? Yes, that's who you
Take
like.
Off is the
is
best
that
one the
one
in
who
the
had the album that you really liked?
Yes, he had the best one of them all.
Yeah. I like this music.
Desmond agreed with me too. I like when my sister and me are on the same page. If you haven't listened to The Last Rocket, go listen to The Last Rocket.
The Last who?
Last Rocket. I think that's the title of it.
I think so too. I'm trying to remember how it shows up in your car. So the consensus is, who has it worse?
And who do you think it was, Randy?
I think it's black women.
Okay. Well, I disagree. And here's why.
Are you going to start posting me telling me that I don't love black men? And
you don't.
Why,
who hurt you, sis?
Right. Why do I hate men?
Why do you hate yourself?
Right.
Queen.
Jesus Christ. Be offense. Be offense.
Be offense. Is that the thing?
Take the wheel.
No, what's the... That's not the Bible thing.
It's not the... No, babe. It's not...
Isn't it like be a wall or something?
You are a heathen.
I don't know nothing. I Googled it. It is The Last Rocket. Go listen to The Last Rocket.
But yeah, it's not easy for me to say because I've always, I don't know. I love y'all. I love y'all even if y'all hate me.
You can love us and speak your truth.
I'm just saying.
That's what you feel. That's what
it's
you
not. Do. It's not easy to do as a black woman. I feel obligated and committed to y'all, regardless of how you feel. Regardless of if you believe me.
And I completely agree and understand that, which is why I already think that Cardi, being as she is raising a black woman, and she is.
Does she identify as black?
I don't think so. But either way, she already has, as a woman, that same mindset, like, of wanting to protect someone she once loved or still loves, who is the father of their child. She's already considering.
I saw that, yeah.
Like.
I don't think she's considering it back. Well,
not
maybe,
getting back with him, but like how to work through it. You coming on stage in the middle of my performance help my thought process. Anyway, that's fine. So, yeah.
And it made me think about episode 2. Because I was like, well, did Mikey technically do the same thing? But no.
No.
We had an agreed upon date where we would talk.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Thursday. I ain't had shit to do. You waited till I turned my proposal in.
Mm-hmm.
You waited in the car.
Yep.
You ain't bothered me.
It would have been completely different if I showed up at the beginning of your test in your classroom, like, I'm here. Making it like a really big spectacle about me and why you should be focused on
me. Y'all, this podcast wouldn't exist.
What I instead did was wait until you had time.
The end of the day.
Worked it around your schedule to figure out how I could have a private conversation. Only one person knew I was coming because I needed them to let me get in the house.
Yeah.
To have a conversation with you.
And we had agreed to talk at that time. And that was the time we were supposed to talk.
Then we had sex and everything was fine.
Did we have sex?
We did.
We did have sex at night.
Hot in that room.
It was. Makeup sex is great.
Yeah, we need to start more fights.
No, we don't.
We do. We don't make up enough.
I don't like fighting with you, Mike. I'm tired.
I agree. I'm a little too old for it now. We have to find some other way to spice it up.
So this kind of played into our last thing. What's more important, racism or sexism?
Yeah, this one won't get as intense. Maybe.
I'm tired.
I know. I can see it. I know. Tired. But this is a very interesting conversation. I had fun with this.
Did you?
I did. It was fun.
I feel like it's so random.
It is. You I love picking
is,
your
this
brain,
is so
though.
Abstract.
So let's just go ahead and put this out there for the people who are listening. Like, this is how we like have conversations.
Yeah, and then when we do a podcast,
they're a little bit more like polished like in order. But nah, damn that. I wanted to mix it up today.
We hope you enjoy.
All right, baby. What's more important to you? Racism or sexism? Or in your opinion?
I literally don't quantify those two. Like, though, that's not... I experience both.
No, okay. So, the reason why you brought this up was because you would notice that whenever there is a conversation about one thing, people would like to
derail. So, I was telling Mike... So, I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but there are... I mean, I make a lot of jokes about white people.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly about white men. And I've always said I could never get with a white man, not because he's white. I'm serious. I feel like I could like find me, like, if I really tried.
No, you couldn't.
You don't think I could?
No,
there's
not a
white
not
men
a
out here that are about
chance.
It.
No. Nah.
That are about it, Mike.
Still no.
Well, the thing is, I just feel like it would be work. I would have this really rough day at work.
Definitely.
Right? Full of racism and crazy shit. And I come home and I spend the bulk of the time explaining to
the man.
Him,
I mean, your man.
Why it was racist. What was racist about it? You know, unless he was, you
and
know,
he still
educated.
Wouldn't get it.
You know, so I've always felt like I'd never want to do that work. And I applaud people who can, who've made a commitment to like.
Like Michelle and the dude she was dating.
Now, you know, that's dirty.
What?
You dirty.
Oh, wait, they're not together.
Mikey.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that didn't work.
Yes, you did. Because when I told you, you was like, Randy, that's not
ain't
a story.
No fucking surprise.
That's not a surprise.
That's not a story. No, it wasn't a story.
I'm really sad for her.
I am
general,
too.
Because she.
But I'm sad for her because she should have seen it coming. And because it sucks losing someone.
Well, she
when you're
blamed
dating.
Herself because of her depression.
It's not her fault at all.
We
well,
know that.
I mean, it's kind of her fault for, again,
how is it her fault?
Knowing who you're about to have kids with, also knowing who you're getting into a relationship with is important. There are some things, some key things you should assess before you be like, yeah, you're the person who I want to spend some time on.
What I'm saying is, I think it's important to show grace through that because there are some shit you just don't find out till later on.
Did you know that he was racist?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not even just racist. Uh-huh. I didn't figure he was racist. When that whole Michelle, you take your pills today thing happened, that's so below the belt. So I don't know if anybody knows, but they got an argument.
Again, this is Michelle from Destiny's Child.
Michelle Williams,
she's
yes.
also a gospel singer. She's very accomplished. We love Michelle.
Yes. So they got an argument and she was like, you know, well, I don't even think it was an argument. It was the heated exchange.
It was a conversation. Yeah.
And she said, I don't think you understand because you're not black.
Pause. Right there. Very valid point. Telling a white person that they don't understand a thing because a certain thing. Because they are not black, is valid.
And that bothered him. And he said, Michelle, you take your pills today?
Because This is the saying. He does not like bringing race into things.
When you are marrying a black woman, this is what I'm talking about. That's like my worst fear. Like, oh my God, I'm going to have this tit for tat with the white dude that I'm in a relationship with. Yeah. And we got to do a whole nother episode about white women. But I'm serious. That's just not even this topic.
The white women who listen to this, we still love you.
Yeah, I'm not.
And the white men as well.
If y'all do, that's great.
If you're listening, I fuck.
But if you're not, bothered, then you know what we're talking about.
Okay. Wait, if you're not bothered, then you're who we talking about? Or if you're...
If you are, you're who we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
This is why I've always been afraid to do relationships with white men.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying was, when I come home...
For the record, I've never dated a white woman either. They had to be mixed with black. They had to be mixed with black specifically.
So they were like... somebody mixed?
Yeah, she was black. She's black and white.
I mean, I know, but like who?
A girl. She wasn't important.
I'm saying, but like what era of your life?
Middle school, high school.
Who we go to middle school where that was mixed?
Nobody. It was from another middle school.
Oh, yeah. You just do that. Okay, so my mom was too strict. I couldn't go out the
girl,
zone.
Girl, you missed
the
out, man. Zone. There were some schools that had some really nice parties. That
I could
was
not
internet.
Go out it's the fine. School zone. Go ahead. Anyway, what I'm saying is when I come home after I've had a hard day, And it's dealing with racism. Mm-hmm. The crazy woman that I used to work with. Crazy woman. She was out of her fucking mind. You know, like, I can come home and I can talk to you about it. I don't have to explain to you, this was racist and this is why. And there is some camaraderie there.
Yeah, I look at you and be like, yeah.
Yeah. And so we can talk about it and we can, like, hash it out. But if I come home about something sexist or within people you know, people you love, an experience that I had that was heartbreaking for me and traumatic for me, I find myself having to explain why it was sexist, like having to prove myself, not just to you, but to any male friend really that I've come up
because they're
right.
Experienced.
And I find that men tend to not get it with sexism more than they don't get it with racism, black men in general.
Because if I understand racism, I'll understand it. If I don't understand sexism from your point of view, then I'm just be looking a little dumbfounded, like, okay, well, explain it to me.
That's not easy to deal with.
That's fair.
It's not easy to deal with. But I don't
ultimately,
think
if you dated
one,
a white man, you'd have to do both.
Right. Mm. And I don't think, and I chose the devil I know. I mean, I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know how to say
I'm
that.
I'm the devil?
All I'm saying is,
oh, you didn't disagree just now. Oh.
No, babe, you're not the devil.
But
you know what I mean.
Okay.
I which one can I fight with? You know, like, what can I do? What can I negotiate? I'm invested in you. So if I'm like, okay, I want you to understand this. I'm going to work with you about helping you realize how something was sexist and how that impacted me, how it hurt me. But I don't think one is more important than the other, especially because as a black woman, I literally feel like I experience both equally, down the middle, and it's hard.
I get it. And that's why I hate that I actually have an answer to this.
What's your answer, Ben?
But my answer makes sense. I think that sexism is more important.
Really?
Just in how it... Because it's more damaging to our actual way of life. Like, racism is a perceived thing because of whoever think they're more superior than whoever, right?
No, racism is also systematic. And
I'm saying, okay. Damaging. I'm talking about more of the perception part. I get that also. But what I'm saying is, I don't perceive myself as less than nobody else based off of their race. And because that's how I feel... That's how I like carry myself because of the privilege that I've got to experience.
Must say, that's a privilege.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because of we both experienced a privilege that there are people in neighborhoods who never got. We received an education that we took advantage of. We received a whole bunch of opportunities. You, thank God, were given college scholarships like the Gates Scholarship that you earned from all your hard work. I finished college, you know, like. Like, we are privileged in a way that people who even grew up with us are not. I have somebody who I went to school with same time we did, and they in prison right now. And he gonna die there.
Yeah.
He ain't the only one, but...
He killed somebody, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, yeah. Like, there are people who we literally grew up with, went side to side with, ate lunch with when we were younger, and they are not here already because of something. Or, like, locked up. Like, you know, like, we have the privilege to be sitting in front of this mic talking about it. Right?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that they both suck, by the way.
Yeah.
But I would say that sexism is a little bit more damaging because when people start speaking about racism, they leave the sexes out of it. right? There's a group that's disenfranchised. It's black people, right? And if all we are focusing on that, then we're missing the minority inside of that group also, which is black women, right? So y'all don't get your due when we talking just about racism.
I don't think we get it either way.
I know, but when, at least when we're talking about sexism, there's a clear man, woman, like there's like another conversation to be had. There's another level of it. We're also discussing the plight of a woman, which no one is paying attention to if we're only talking about the plight of races, which again was created because of a system, because of a perceived whatever.
Well, that's where intersectionality comes in. Yeah, where like you take it to account. But that's not on the list.
I'm just saying. So I'm essentially saying when you take out the perception of what started this shit in the first place, which was wrong, by the way, what it really comes down to is we have to take care of that other that we don't take care of or pay attention to because we're so wrapped up in ourselves, which is why I am really big on speaking for the people who I work with as a large black man about, hey, yeah, pay attention to that girl also. By the way, I got two new girls that just got added to my caseload and I'm really happy about it. I didn't talk to you about
it yet. That's great.
But I'm very like, I enjoy giving young black women at least one positive black male experience because of the kids that specifically I work with.
And your kids in general love you.
And that matters to me.
Yeah, I know.
Because I already know they black. Like, I got that to focus on. We'll get to that. But you need to recognize your worth as a woman because there is one, even though no one around you is telling you about it. So that's what I mean by one is, you know, I focus on one more than the other. Because racism going to be, we're going to work through it as a group. There's people focused on that, right? A majority of people are focused on like dealing with the problems of racism. There are not enough people focused on the problems of where racism and
intersectionality.
Yeah, where they meet.
Yeah. I mean, I
you look drained.
This is why I told Mike when we first started this podcast, I didn't want us to be one of those podcasts. You see it all the time. Mm-hmm. Every other podcast is, we're going to talk about the news and hip hop and all that as a couple.
This wasn't what that does. This wasn't that at all.
I'm just saying.
You were concerned, but I was telling you that's not how we talk.
There's only one podcast that does that well.
Who?
The Read. That is the only podcast I think that does that well. And they're not a couple.
Okay.
They're just, you know, they're a man and a woman. I think one or both of them identify as queer. I'm sorry if my facts aren't right. Or if I can't say that word. I'm not sure. But I'm sorry. I wasn't sure. But I don't think they identify as like heteronormative identity is what I'm saying. But they do it really well. They're like the Read. They do live tours and shit. But like everybody doing a podcast about pop culture and their ideas about it from like a man's perspective and a woman's perspective gets old. So I told Mike from the beginning.
Because most men or women have the same perspective.
And people ain't as interesting as they think.
Nah.
Like some of your comments about this is silly. Yeah. To me, that's just me as a listener. I rarely listen to type of podcast, which is why when we started, I was like, I don't want to do that. We're not going to talk about none of that shit. We're just not.
But you didn't want to talk about it for that reason. Didn't want to talk about it because it upset you.
Right. This upsets me. This is hard for me to talk about. I don't, you know how I like to be prepared. I'm not proud of this. I want to be very like type A and like PC and things. These topics are hard for me
But we're not just sitting around only talking about the plight of a married couple, right?
Yeah.
Married conversations are about shit that goes on too, which is why we touched on this.
Yeah. This is stuff that's actually come up in our relationship. One of the examples we had that we talked about I feel like I never followed up with you. No, I know I didn't. Followed up with you about why I got quiet. I need to take a nap. I need to go to bed. One. But also, me and Mike, when we came up to who has the worst black women, black men, and what's more important, racism or sexism, there was an instance where I had made I don't even know what I wrote on Facebook. I wrote something on Facebook years ago. 2 years ago? Three?
I don't know where you're going with this.
And one of his mentors commented.
Okay.
And I thought the comment was very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
He had said something like, oh, that's the problem now. This is why we can't get ahead. Black women thinking sexism. He disagreed with sexism, is important. What we need to be focused on.
Oh, yeah. So the topic was something black
related. Dealing with sexism as a woman. He had commented that, he thought it was a waste of time. It was irrelevant because what we really need to focus on is racism, and black women are like, me as a black woman was like,
around that time you were like, both are important, but the subject we're talking right now is this one.
Well,
so you bringing up the other
one. Because I'm bringing this up doesn't mean I don't care about racism or how that impacts me.
It's just that this is what you were talking about.
Yes. And he thought that I was it was irrelevant.
Or
and
it was
that
taking
I was
away from.
Taking away from the conversation about race. And it was distracting. People love that word.
Yeah, like it's a distraction to talk about women's problems when we're talking about black problems, you know, even
right.
though black
but I'm
women,
both. And so I felt like half of me isn't being, I feel very invisible. Mm-hmm. Because this is what I experience every day and I feel like that wasn't being heard. I turned to Mikey. I was like, hey, this your people, you know?
Randy told me this upset me.
Can you handle this? I expected Mike to come out, you know.
She said expect. Yeah, expectations.
Yes, we know this, but let me tell you why. I expected Mike to come out busting, you know, throwing bows.
Online, by the way. This is important. Randy
you
wanted
know
to
where he lives
light up
too.
The comment section.
Yes, I wanted him to go to be crazy. That's what I wanted because that's how pissed I was. I was so mad about it. And I felt like this person would have never done anything like this to a man. If a man had shared the same thing that I wrote, a black man, he would have never did that under his comments. I mean, the way that he did it, it wasn't kind. And it could have been easily something he could have, like, instant messaged me about.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like. But Mikey did not do that. Mikey talked to him privately. And I was like, did you talk to him? He's like, yeah, I talked to him privately. And that hurt my feelings.
Why?
It hurt my feelings because I really, like I said, I wanted you to jump in my comment section just like he did. And advocate for me publicly and not...
Real quick, following that incident, had you ever heard anything from him on any of your posts ever again?
Yes.
But with that same tone?
It was real quick. It wasn't enough for me to be like, Mikey, get him. It was when I posted that I wasn't having a cute day. Like, I wasn't feeling cute. And so we went to the gym because, you know, working out.
Oh, it wasn't related to the race
but it wasn't,
or men or women
right.
thing, right?
And he was like, don't feel like you have to make yourself ugly to make him feel like you're beautiful, something like that. And I was like, what? It completely
or like
point.
So oh, because of the thing he was like, it don't like say a certain thing,
don't say you're ugly
just
get
so somebody will comment
out of him.
And say that. Yeah,
I was like, that's not
so. Again, this was just like him talking in his personality. It
right.
wasn't
and
related at all to
yes.
that last thing. Do you know but why that is?
Because Mikey
handled it.
But the problem that I had was I really, as a black woman, I would love to see somebody go crazy for me like I feel like I go crazy for y'all when it comes to black men. I'm a goddamn fool when it comes to black men. I do not play about you.
Mm-hmm.
I can be real quiet and, like, respectable, though, you know, I'm unlearning that likability aspect. But I do not, I'm very defensive about you. And I see red when I feel like somebody is coming for you. And I felt like you weren't seeing red. You were seeing gray.
And so my thing is that me seeing red and you seeing red looks different. And this is the conversation that we had about it. I don't care about somebody getting loud for me. I want somebody to do something. Because again, we talked about this. I'm a fixer. I'm a doer. I want something done. I don't want it to be talked about. I don't want it to. And this is just from the school that I come from and how I was raised and who I grew up with. All that talking online thing has never been a thing for me. Like, people show they ass in comment sections. People talk a certain way that they would never talk to a person in real life. I will say all that energy that people will display in a comment section to, like, look hard, sound loud, make it look like you standing up for somebody, like, but nothing actually come from it. I don't like that. I'm more about go deal with that shit. And let something actually be done with it. So I could have very well gotten in a conversation like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he very well could have came back later in another post or been kept that same energy with somebody else at another post. Like, nothing actually would have got done. But having a conversation like the conversation I had, which again, wasn't the kindest at all. It was very straightforward, man to man. Like, this is what happens when you disrespect a wife, because this is my wife. Like, this is how I handle this. Because I handle it.
You did.
Like, it just looks different. So I completely understand you wanting someone to, like, show for you.
I just want it both.
And I will always. I know. I get it. But both wasn't going to get results. Both wasn't going to get results.
You couldn't do both at the same time?
It wasn't going to get results.
Well, that wasn't what I was really upset about. I figured out the other night what I was really upset about.
What was it?
But no, finish.
my thing was about getting something done in there, not just, I wanted to show out for you for real, not for play. Like, hey, did you see what I just commented? You saw how I'm getting back in the comment section. It's more so, notice that nigga ain't spoke to you again. Notice from now on, it's only things done in a respectful way when it comes to this subject matter. And if something else presents itself, that's how I'm gonna handle it, so that nobody come at you or this a certain way. Like, that's what I, yes. That's how it should be.
Right.
Something actually getting done.
And not it was. Making it
look like it.
It was.
Which is why we have a lot of conversation about why I don't like politics and why I don't like certain like people and how it looks like they trying to be activists. The issue we have with hoteps, with people looking like or sounding like they doing stuff, or people who flex on social media acting like they got money when we know they broke, or talking about all these experiences that they have when they don't do shit, or
but you know, like, you all about visualizing this. Then you should continue. I'm sorry.
Talk about. No. I went for a walk today, and upon my journey of discovery, I came to the like, yo, you just walked to the corner store and back after buying some chips. Like,
And you sit in your room all day.
like, what are you talking about? You know, like, I'm really about doing things real time. And that's one of the issues that I have when it comes to, like, social media. What you talked about a couple episodes ago was, like, I care about what is real. And really taking care of stuff for real.
Right. The problem that I realized that I had was that I was looking for, I have this history of looking for people that I love who I feel like are more powerful than me or who have more clout than I do advocating for me. But I feel like what I'm really upset about and what I was really upset about was I didn't have the courage to advocate for myself the way that I expected you to do for me. Because one, it was really unsettling, that comment, just his response in general, because this isn't somebody I just met. This one, no, just it was somebody online. You were close to. This is somebody
you had a whole list.
I grew like, up with.
He married. He got daughters.
Yeah, like,
he treats you with respect in person. He talks to
you
differently.
We, by this point, had been dating and married, mm-hmm. You know, so it was really.
No, they were at the wedding. No, we weren't married.
We were engaged. I was like, oh my God, this is how he really feel.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Like, it was really disturbing.
And
for
I had to express to you, like, I understand you're upset. That's not how he feel. This is how this nigga talk on social media.
But either like, way, it's impactful. That shit, again, I know how you feel about social media, real or not, but that has real life. That
I know
has,
like, it has real life impact. And impact. So you have to have a real life response so that it don't have that real life impact no more. So me saying, the way you talk online, you can't do that.
But I felt that was my ultimate problem. I didn't feel powerful enough to nip that in the bud, because we would have just been back and forth. Like, because he didn't feel like he didn't respect me enough to be like, oh, okay, you know, we was going back and forth, but you had to come in to actually stop it, which pisses me off. That pisses me off. Like,
it's because
me and you
of,
didn't
it's
say
because
nothing
of how
different.
You did it online. It's because of how the conversation is going.
It's not
like,
even just about how he didn't even, the conversation about sexism. I don't even know. I can't even fucking find the post. It was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Three. He just didn't. He thought it was a joke. So it was like, oh,
because,
we just.
Again, because of the space that you're in. Ain't nobody, like, I don't take nothing online seriously. Again, people, when we talk about this, people, like, troll and say certain stuff in, like, comments. And, like, that space is not for, like, serious conversation. You were posting something very serious to you that meant something to you, and when people come in that space with not serious energy, like, oh yeah, this is an important thing, let's talk about this, the conversation was immediately, oh well, you know, this isn't as important as this other thing, like, that automatically upsets you, and that's the conversation they start having in that space, and that's where they're coming from. But that conversation goes down completely different in person.
It don't.
You don't think so?
I don't think not for me. I think if it was you having it, it would have been very different. It would have been very different, which bothered me. I felt like I was counting on you to advocate for me in this grandiose way that I should have just done for myself. And while it's not that you are unreliable in any sense, because you did handle it, I ain't seen them since, you know? But at least not in that way on social media. But it just, that was where I was. I felt very, like, I don't know, stumped in a sense. Like, I have this history of doing this. Keep expecting family members to speak up. Keep expecting family members to tell on this person. And, you know, and then 19 years later, I'm in therapy about shit that ain't nobody ever told.
Yeah, you said that. You said one of the issues was that you had heard before people would say, oh, you know, oh, I deal
with it. Yeah, I talked to them. So this history of these people who are like, oh, we'll talk about it. And then...
don't do nothing.
They're the same. They're doing the same abusive, toxic, and harmful shit.
My argument was like, yeah, I told you the same thing. I told you I'd do something and I did it.
Yeah. So that's how that what's more important, racism or sexism, came up.
Yeah.
Slash who has it worse, black women, black men. That is the story that sparked that. Lord help us.
How long is this episode?
Too fucking long.
How long?
An hour and 30. Right, we need to fight a flight yet.
That's all right, because it's going to be quick.
Engagement.
Okay, so thank you if you made it to this point.
Yes.
We were just... this freestyle conversation. Honestly, me and Randy haven't had much time face to face in a while. So I really just wanted to like talk to her about the things that are going on right now.
Yeah.
And tie that into this theme of I love you more and all these divisive topics and these conversations that I think people struggle to come to a middle ground or an understanding anymore.
Yeah.
Like no one wants to hear anyone out. No one wants to like say, oh, I get your point. I understand. That makes sense. Even if you still disagree, like still finding an understanding with that person. I don't feel like that happens a lot, but I know that's necessary in marriage.
Yeah.
Because you don't agree with everything that I think or feel.
I don't.
And I don't agree with everything that you think or feel.
I know.
But I will always try my best to put myself in your shoes and see where you're coming from.
Yes.
So, engagement. What are some things that you and your friends or partners, discuss or believe that you're divided on? Like, have y'all ever had a conversation, somebody was expressing something with like passion and you was just like, I don't feel that way at all. I don't think that's it. How did that go?
And if you have any feedback about the topics we discuss, what are your thoughts?
Please share. Again, leave us those voicemails, which I will say at the end of the episode, so keep listening.
Yeah. Or email us.
Email us. We still DM look for us. Those. Because I would like to hear some feedback on this.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a good episode. That's just me.
Mikey's into this free talk thing. That's why he loves Joe Budden podcast. They got some segments and some structure.
I think that's what podcast is, period. They got, yeah, they do. It's organized on paper. It just don't sound like it.
Yeah.
But there is a structure.
This, y'all, Lord. we had a listener, and I forgot her name, but she emailed me about, like, girl, stop second guessing yourself. You know, it was real, some tough love.
Where was this? I would have printed that shit and put it up.
It was early.
Okay.
I read it. I think did we read it?
If you're still listening out there, young lady, or old woman.
No, it was a woman.
Thank you. Because she does need to stop that.
Yeah, I'm a work in progress. I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
All right. Fight or flight.
Fight or flight. So, the people listening have been listening for long enough to know that when it comes to this segment, I don't have nothing. I don't never want to fight. What the people don't know is that every time I bring something up, you won't let me fight about that thing.
Mikey.
Now, this is my time. This fight or flight is about you allowing me to fight about what I want to fight about.
Mikey.
During this segment. There are not a lot of things that you do that I want to fight about, especially when you're pregnant. When you're pregnant, you win, right?
No,
yeah,
not
you do.
Right.
You do. You win. Also, there's nothing that you necessarily do that I...
So me eating your Cheerios don't bother you?
Have a... Ooh.
So me... So like...
Where was this when I was asking you for things that you've done?
Because you should know. Why you mad at me?
No, because I forget those things. I like to cast them out. But thank you for reminding me. Randy, y'all, eats one cereal. Honey Bunches of fucking Oats.
No, your child eats one cereal.
Randy likes Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds. But for some reason, Randy decided, oh, so I go to the store and I get two boxes of Honey Bunches of Oats. Because that's what you wanted, right? That's what you asked for?
That's what she asked
that's
for.
That's what you asked for.
That's what
right?
she asked for.
You asked for Honey Bunches of Oats. I go and pick them up. And I get myself Honey Nut Cheerios and Frosted Cheerios. Because, hey, the kid in me likes Frosted Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm assuming that these two little boxes are just going to be for me. Since Randy got two whole boxes, that's just for her. No. Every morning now, when Randy says, I'm going to just get some cereal. I'm like, babe, I could just make breakfast. I can make you some pancakes. We can do something. No, I'm going to just get cereal. Okay. And then she just starts looking at me. Looking at me, just waiting for her moment to ask, hey, Can I have some of your Cheerios? But baby, you have two whole boxes of Honey Bunches of Oats. Why?
I don't want them right now. That's not what I'm craving.
Nah. That's not how this works. Then you know what you do? You ask for your own box of fucking Cheerios.
I didn't know that that's what I wanted.
Anyway, so me being the nice guy that I am, I say, hey, babe, sure you can have some of my Cheerios. Guess how much of my Cheerios box is left? Oh, I just shook it earlier. So I don't know. Guess how much? Again, I haven't had a single bowl of my Honey Nut Cheerios. I may have had about two bowls of my Frosted. Guess how much is left in the box?
I haven't touched your Frosted.
That's not the point that I'm making. My fight with you is eating my damn cereal when you have your own. Why? Explain yourself.
I'm sorry. She likes the food you
no,
like.
No. Explain yourself. Don't explain the child.
I'm explaining.
Don't bring her
I'm
in
I'm possessed. I am not myself.
Okay.
So.
What would you do if the Cheerios wasn't in this house?
I would
maybe ask me a question. What would you do if I wasn't? What would you do?
If I would eat the Honey Bunches of Oats.
So maybe you should just eat the Honey Bunches of
but
Oats.
But now the Cheerios are in the house.
I can't have a bowl of Cheerios
I'm
because
sorry.
Of you. Why don't
I
you
owe
love
you
me?
Another box. I will buy you a box.
I don't want it no more. I wanted that box.
I'm sorry. I still owe you. Okay.
Whatever.
I apologize. I'm fleeing. I know there's only one bowl left. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
One small ass to-go bowl.
I'm sorry.
It's enough to fit in a plastic to-go bowl.
I'm sorry.
I love you. It's yours. Enjoy the Cheerios. All I know is if I see you pouring a bowl of Frosted Cheerios.
I'm not. I don't like Frosted Cheerios.
Okay. If you develop a taste for them, go buy your own box of Cheerios.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too. All right.
PDA.
PDA. It is who's first?
You first. I need love.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you for... Oh, yeah. I had a really bad crook in my shoulder. Like, that's what it felt like. I don't know if those things are possible, but I did.
Yeah.
And it was awful. And you actually gave me my first pregnancy massage.
It was not your first.
It was not my first?
No, it was your second. Which is not better, but it's not your first.
You gave me a massage this pregnancy?
Yeah.
When?
You were like 2 months, 3 months.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we did a rub down.
Did we?
That was back before, that was before you weren't allowed to lay on your stomach anymore. Yeah.
That must have been fleeting. Either way.
Oh.
I'm thanking you for this massage.
Okay.
It was great. I slept really good. You know, you massaged me with some Icy Hot and you were very attentive to like where I was telling you it hurt.
Because I love you.
And it doesn't hurt anymore.
Good.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much for that massage.
No problem. Well, I'm glad I could be useful. For the listeners out there, it's not that I'm a neglectful husband.
Negligent.
What'd I say?
Neglectful. What's the same thing? You know, I'm sorry. I'm just extra.
Okay. Are you correcting me for no reason?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, got to fight.
I'm a
fight
horrible
for next week.
Wife. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I am not a negligent husband.
Maybe
I just
it is
been
neglectful.
At work. I feel like it is neglectful now.
Look at me, loud and wrong.
Oh God, I love you. It's just that I haven't been able to because of just literally being too tired or just not being around, which sucks. It doesn't make it any better that you know. I just feel bad. So I'm saying I love you. And I'm going to rub you down plenty when that child comes out. I can't get into depth about what I mean.
Because we are babysitting.
Yeah, my little sister's in the room. Malaya, come over here real quick.
Oh,
come.
She's
this
seven.
It's a podcast first. We have our very first guest.
And she's hungry. And she ready for us to drop this mic.
So what's your name?
Malaya.
Oh, so freaking cute.
This is my baby sister, Malaya. Y'all probably seen her in videos because I love messing with her.
Yeah.
But I love you. All right, go. Bye. PDA.
Your turn.
My PDA for this week. I will keep mine short.
Yes.
So, for the people listening, Randy and I are currently in the process of moving.
Yes.
As it stands, we are less than 10 days away.
Yeah.
From
10 days exactly.
Yep. It's officially 9. It's single digits now.
Yeah.
9 days away from moving into our new place. And because I have been ripping and running and I have been working and I have been doing all of these things, Randy has started the packing process.
Yes.
And Randy's not the best packer, historically. You're not.
I'm not.
Normally, what it would be is, hey, Mike, I got this stuff. Can you put it in? And I pack stuff up and I'm good. Yeah. I actually enjoy packing.
He does.
I love it. And organizing the stuff and getting the boxes right. Like, that's my thing. But, Randy has started and taken point on it, and she actually, if I counted, I'm pretty sure it's like 12 boxes at this point.
Today.
Oh, well, then 18, including whatever. No, I did those downstairs. Either way, Randy did more than 10 boxes, and they're, like, packed properly and labeled with shit. And I'm just, I really appreciate you getting that started, because we have to finish packing this entire house over the course of the next 2 days.
Yeah.
Because we're still doing construction and some other things. But I really appreciate you saying that you were going to do something and then follow through with it. Because you said, hey, this morning, today, what I plan to do is drink a little coffee, even though I'm not supposed to. And I'm going to pack these boxes. And you did it. And I really appreciate you for that. I am going to take it home and make sure that everything else is wrapped up in here.
Yeah.
Because I love you.
I did a whole room, y'all.
You did. You did good.
Listen to my favorite murder podcast.
Don't be giving them no free promo.
They don't need it. They have money, okay? They have the sponsors. We need to be...
Matter of fact, if you listen to this and you know some people who should probably sponsor us or something that we might be interested in, go ahead and drop a link. Send us an email. Let us know who should be looking into.
We need to just do the work, and we just haven't had time.
I'll wait for it. Next year is going to be some wild shit.
I know.
Also, and that's it for PDA.
Yeah.
That's okay. It for PDA.
All right, call to action.
Well, before we do that, let's close it out for the person who's still listening to this right now. Next episode will be our last
until January 6th, which is a Sunday.
So we will be posting that episode no later than Sunday because we're recording it early.
Yeah. Recording it tomorrow.
And we will have that posted, and we are going to give y'all a nice little, you know, end of the year gift, and we'll be back in the new year.
Yeah, because we're moving, and instead of playing with y'all and putting these episodes out late, we just gonna move, get settled, and then drop an episode. And it's Christmas, you know? Everybody chill, take a break.
Enjoy your time with your family. Hey, but not if you want to put them onto the podcast while you're at your family function.
Do that.
Do that. Pick up everybody's iPhone and just go to the podcast app and make them follow us and start playing our episodes.
Yeah.
Streaming farms.
All right.
All right.
Be sure to check out our website, y'all.
www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
We are now and still available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify.
And Spotify.
Please rate us there. We are currently at 100 ratings.
Woo! You didn't say that. Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Damn, I need gunshots.
But sometimes when I refresh it, it goes from 52 to 100 to 52.
We are getting a soundboard next. I need to insert gunshots and air horns in places.
Okay.
Because that's firework. You know that fake cheer sound that used to be from everything we did in middle school? Like, yeah.
Subscribe to our newsletter.
Oh, you're just going to ignore what I
said.
I
know you've been talking about a soundboard since we started. You got soundboard money, homie?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, started selling drugs again.
Like, you stop. Subscribe to our newsletter. Next giveaway will be...
in our next episode. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so we
alert.
Have three giveaways.
Tune in. Well, to start. Yeah. So, tune in, because we...
we know we trifling.
Yeah, now we getting this end of the year stuff off. Y'all going to love us for December. Shit.
I don't want Mike to hype us up too bad.
Nah, I'm hyping it up. You're going to like it. It's good.
Are they?
Yep.
Okay. Follow us on social media. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
Black Mill Mare Pod.
Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dug it. We're good, so yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no up, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talented. Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Meredith Masony.
And I'm Tiffany Jenkins. We're the hosts of Take It or Leave It, a podcast where we discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Join us every week where we sit down and talk about parenting, even though we don't really know what we're talking about. We have guests, we take your calls, and we get weird.
Tiffany and I are just like you. We are two struggling moms who have no idea what we're doing. Join us on Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast for parents.
Acast recommends.
Recommends.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.